Hello, this is Kim, and I am your SF Audio Boo intern. So I will be doing Thursday shows, and Jamie will primarily do Friday shows, so you can hear a little individual voices from both of us. So, as you all know, Father's Day is coming up this Sunday. Have you all been preparing? You know I have. And so decided to dedicate this Audio Boo to my father, or at least talk about him a little bit. So my dad has this interesting hobby of his. He likes to visit a lot of designer websites or like Neiman Marcus and things like that. And he will look at the sale page and he will stalk it and he will buy things that go on sale primarily in the summer and in the winter. That's when the big sales are. And he likes to buy these designer shoes for himself. But interestingly enough, he also likes to buy purses. Now, what is he doing with these purses? He's not giving them to me. He's giving them to my mom, but I think my mom couldn't care less. But the thing is, he buys them in like practically like bulk. He buys like, I came home last night and I found my dad staring at the couch, and he made like 4 purse purchases in the past week. And they're not cheap. He bought Kate Spade and Gucci purses. That's like a ridiculous expense. He easily spent at least $1,500 on these purses. And I don't think anybody really wants them. I don't know. He thinks they're pretty, I guess, but he's never going to use them. So why are we spending all this money on purses? I really don't understand his hobby. But it's really interesting, though, because sometimes he'll ask me for my opinion. Sometimes he'll send me an email when I'm at work. And when he's at work, obviously, he's like looking at these purses, and he'll send me like a choice of 4. So what do you think about these 4 purses? And I think they're pretty too. I mean, I don't think I can actually practically use it. I'm still too young to be flaunting some sort of expensive purse. That's my opinion. And so I'll give him my opinion. Oh, I think this one's nice, or I think this one's nice. And he'll send me an email back maybe like 2 minutes later, and he's like, I didn't listen to you. I bought 3 of them anyway, and he didn't really take my opinion into consideration. So I'm like, why do you even ask? Why are you even asking about me for my purse opinion? Where are you going to buy them all anyway? Why are you even buying them? I don't understand. So he comes home and he's got these 4 purses and he's comparing them to one another. Oh, this one's black, so it's more versatile. And then this one has a leather bottom, which leather is a durable kind of substance. But this one, it looks too much like the one that we already have. And then this one has a pinched bottom, and I'm not too fond for that. So he's like critically analyzing these purchases, yet he's like impulsively buying them. So he ends up returning like 90% of the things that he buys, which like, I don't understand. Where is the logic between that? I thought stereotypically men were supposed to be more logical, but I don't really find this to be logical. I just think this to be a really, really strange and really, really funny hobby. I don't know, man purses are in, you know, they say it in the Hangover, like man purses are like the hottest rage, but then, you know, Zach Galifianakis said that, so I don't know if he's like the most the best person to ask when it comes to fashion advice. Probably not, but I don't know, just a weird habit that my dad has. I think it's so funny though. Anyway, probably end this boo around here. So boo me back. Does your father have any strange habits? Do any of your friends have strange habits? And what are you doing for Father's Day? I know what I'm doing. I'm probably going out to the thrift shop and buying like the most random purse I can find. I hope I can find like this big, like fluffy, pink, like hairy bag, like in the shape of a rabbit or something. Something that is completely opposite of what he's looking at, just to humor him. Just because I'm not going to buy him a purse. He could buy his own real purse for himself. So that's that. Okay. Well, I'm going to sign off for today. You're going to hear from Jamie tomorrow. So bye.